of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
Well, 6 years ago, Belfast got a very exotic injection of glamour, glitz and excitement. I am standing outside the tent of the Ladyboys of Bangkok and I'm very excited to go in and say hi. So come on with me.
I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One town's
very like another when you're. So we heard our 5, 6, 7, 8s there, and that was from the wonderful Mr. Sachs, who is the head, the chief cook and bottle washer of all the girls. Mr. Sachs, are you having fun in Belfast?
Oh, great. Yeah, we have. We love Belfast, yes.
What is the highlight for you in a tour such as this? So obviously you go all around the country. What's your favourite thing that you do in a tour like this?
Make the people happy, you know what I mean? Make the people happy, interesting. Even the costume and the act or dance. Every song, when the people sing along, happy, shout, sing along, that is highlight for me for to make people happy.
And you have a bit of a starring role, because a couple of years I've seen you do Frank Sinatra's My Way, which is great. Do you enjoy doing that?
Yes, it's been 16 years I do My Way, just make the people to understand the life of the Ladyboys.
I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew.
And what is the life of a ladyboy? Because I'm sitting here by these amazingly attractive women. So Jacqueline is sitting here and she's in a sleeveless top and I'm freezing. And you're sitting here in a sleeveless top. How do you find the weather, the climate change?
It's okay now. I think last year it was really cold before this year.
Yeah. And did it more. How do you find the tour every year? Do you enjoy doing the tour?
Yeah, enjoy here, to be here, like somewhere that had never been.
Right. All of your makeups are beautiful. Do you do your own makeup or do you have someone to do it for you?
By myself.
You do it by yourself? Gosh, these are wonderful. So whenever you all finish doing this here and stop being ladyboys, do you think you will be makeup artists maybe?
Maybe.
You're so good at it.
Maybe.
So I'm joined as well by Sandra, who helps to run the entire event. So Sandra, what is it like putting together an event such as this?
Well, as you can see, we're sitting in a fully heated, fully carpeted venue. It's very it's warm for everybody coming in out of the cold here in Belfast. Everybody's sitting at a table, and we're trying to make the whole experience from the moment the person walks through the door. They've got the smell of Thai food cooking, they've got a bar. Then we're going to produce this amazing show with all the costumes and all these fabulous girls here. What more could anyone ask for a party
exactly.
Night out? You can get up and dance, you can join in. There isn't a song there that people won't recognise.
And do you think that that's one of the most important things, is the song choice? Who picks the song choice?
Our company director, Philip Gandy, he makes the choices, and he goes out and works with everybody out in Bangkok in the winter, and they put together this exactly as you see it here.
Yeah, the extravaganza show that I'm literally about to watch, so
yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
But what is it that you think that 6 years on, you're still sold out every single night? What is the draw, do you think, for the audience?
I think, Marcus, there's a lot of draws for the audience. I think it's the costumes, it's the makeup, it's the curiosity, it's the feathers, it's the sparkle. It's a one-stop shop. You can eat, you can drink, you can dance, and you can be entertained all under one roof. What more?
And you know what? I hand on heart, say you certainly are entertained, and it is a one-stop shop. Amazing. And who do we have here?
This is Anwar. This is the company manager.
Hi.
So what's your role within? How do you keep the girls all in line?
I just look after them. We have teamwork. We have everybody work together as a team.
How many girls do you have all together?
9 lady boy all together with the rest of the group, but all total together is 14 all together.
14 all together. So how do you keep 9 lady boys happy?
I think because we stay together
yeah.
a long time, we travel together, we enjoy together, everywhere we go together, and then we like the family.
Yeah.
We like the family. We know each other really well. We know exactly what's the personality of each person, so we can get along there because we team. Mm-hmm. We have to go together.
And what happens, like, I am just back from Sydney where I was away with my brother and sister, and we get on like a house on fire, but sometimes we fight. What happens when the girls fall out with each other? How do you
because
work around that?
Because we got a good head of the group,
yep.
which is the original cast, Mr. Sak.
Yeah.
Okay. They always tell them how mm-hmm. to live in here.
Yeah.
He's always providing the recommend suggestion for everybody. Mm-hmm. If anybody happen anything wrong, he will give an advice and
great.
make we go together. Sometimes we can't say that we not have at all, but we definitely we have because
yes.
it's the human life.
Of course.
But because of
she's wearing my shoes. She's got my corset on.
Anyway,
Mr. Zach has a very wise head on his shoulders.
I can see. Well, listen, guys and girls, thank you so much for such a wonderful night ahead of me that I know is about to happen, and for the last 6 years of keeping everybody in Belfast entertained. So, thank you so much.
Belly.